Hello, everybody, and welcome to TNTICE, the Great British Wrestling Podcast for Great British Wrestling, as featured on Bodyslam.net and the Jonas Podcasting Network. I am your host, the Great British Attacker, Mr. Andrew Moore, Andy to most, and he's back. Yeah. Dan is back in the co-host spot. Don't get used to it. He's just back for this week, and then he'll be back on a little break. I will continue to have a few guest co-hosts. Of course, he'll be back by the end of the year to do award season and the super draft as what I am planning, which should be an absolute lot of fun. But he's back. Hello, Big Daddy.
Hello. Dan. You've had some awesome guest hosts on. Really enjoyed hearing them all. I thought Troy was absolutely brilliant. Thought Craig was really good. Really, really, really good co-hosts.
Yeah, I felt like I had really good fun with both Troy and Craig talking the big points of British wrestling. You know, let's go for it. Paramedics at shows, yes or no?
Yes, 100%.
Ring standards should become a thing, yes or no?
Ring standards?
Yeah.
Yes, it should. Again, goes without saying.
Length of shows. Are some shows too long these days?
Now, that one might have to disagree with you a little bit. Yes, I understand aiming for a two-hour show. That seems to be a sweet spot. But no, I think some shows can go longer, as long as you let people know in advance and have a suitably long tea break.
Good. Five Brit wrestlers for Impact.
Five Brit wrestlers for Impact. Robbie X, Danny Black, Daz Black, and then heavyweights, I would go Big Damo, and I would go the Nigerian Kaiju, Mr. Warren Banks.
Some great picks. I picked Robbie X and Daz Black. Craig also picked Robbie X. It seems like Robbie X should just be in Impact Wrestling right now. Was there any other big talking points? Oh, look, let's talk about it. Coventry Pro Wrestling, children on show. Have you seen that on Twitter?
I have seen this on Twitter. To start with, I thought it was a mic take. Then I thought maybe they're just walking them to the ring. And then I thought, no, just no.
Does there need to be a British... Well, we've talked about it before. Should there be a British governing body? Can there be a British governing body? When can local councils possibly step in and say, no, you cannot run a show like this? And how would we get things like that started? Mr. Local Councillor.
The biggest problem is actually what the recommendation is for local shows. Can you remember what has been recommended that wrestling shows are advertised as?
It should be considered theatre, yes. I believe that's what they're going for. No legislation has actually come in to suggest that that is the case. But they said that wrestling should be considered entertainment similar to theatre.
Yeah.
But as I say, there's nothing's actually happened. You know, I don't believe any bills have been actually written up. There was a suggestion for it by the APPG. And I know people will be, oh, the APPG should be doing more. They can only do so much. And what we need, I guess, is, you know, enough promoters to write letters to government to say, this is the standards we believe that should be met for shows.
Yeah. But because of the theatre, there isn't an age limit on it. But it's just common sense. It really, really is. I know that the likes of Rey Mysterio and RKJ and Paige and...
William Regal was in WOS when he was like 13, wasn't he?
No, he was training. He wasn't on TV at that point. But either way, it's... They're not going to be able to put on that great of a show.
No, they're not. So maybe that type of thing, if you want to do that as part of a training school, just keep it in-house. Don't try to sell tickets. And yeah, we need to, obviously some type of training school thing has to be set in place at some point as well. Training should be considered towards martial arts training in a way.
Yeah, I think it's an appalling idea, and very gimmicky, and could get a lot of people into a hell of a lot of trouble.
There you have it, folks. Should we get into some Brea news? Will Ospreay has gotten another 5-star match. So if by my count, I think he's now 4 ahead of Kenny Omega, and he just won away from Mitsuhara Misawa's top spot. He's going to do it. He's going to break it. It's just one person opinion. So, you know, take it as a pinch of salt and however you want to take it.
You can take it as Will Ospreay is having phenomenal matches. Ospreay is putting on the best shows in the entire world. No two ways about it.
Yeah, he's very entertaining. He's a completely different wrestler to Misawa. I don't think in any way nobody's trying to say Will Ospreay, because you can't, we've said this, but you can't really judge who is the best wrestler to ever have wrestled in the world. You know, who knows? It's all subjective. It's not, you know, this isn't real amateur wrestling. We can't say, you know, well, Brock Lesnar has so many amateur records. Well, yeah, okay, but professional wrestling is different.
You know what? There's got to be an argument for Brock Lesnar being one of the best of all time.
Hmm.
However, Zack Sabre Jr. is doing phenomenally, is doing brilliantly, and as soon as Kenny Omega back, I can't wait to see the numbers climb again and get very close.
Yeah, you mean Will Ospreay?
No,
yes.
I mean Kenny Omega. When he comes back, I look forward to seeing his numbers climb up.
Yeah, it is what it is. His match against Naito, from what I hear, it was absolutely superb. I'm no longer on New Japan World, so I haven't been watching New Japan for quite some time. I'm interested in the World Tag League, obviously. The big one that I would really be interested in is this, the next show, which is the New Japan Wrestling Stardom crossover. And that's on the 20th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Ospreay will be defending his US Championship, which he retained against Naito in that 5-star match, against Shota Umino, who has finally left the UK and is now going to be wrestling back full-time for New Japan. Congratulations.
Well-deserved.
Yeah,
well,
going to miss
well
you.
Well-deserved.
Going to miss him.
He was great. And I hope that we have given him the support that he needs to appreciate European wrestling, to take it forward, and to go on to become one of the best in the world, which I genuinely believe he will.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll go on to hold many titles in New Japan over the coming years. However, he probably will not retain the champ, defeat Will Ospreay for the US Championship at that point.
Well, you say that, I think he might. Because
he could.
It would free up Ospreay to go for the big belt.
Certainly would. But I think they're gonna. I like Ospreay kind of reestablishing the US title. He's got a crossover appeal to the international market, you know. So hopefully he can maybe redo what Kenny Omega once did, holding that championship, and make it a very relevant title all around the world. But as I say, Gabriel Kidd's also going to be part of the show for that New Japan Stardom crossover. So that's excellent to see. Gabe Kidd seems to be now back in New Japan. So I'm not sure if he's going to be going over to New Japan Strong in the States or if he's going to be in New Japan, Japan. But it's going to be interesting. But he's going to be part of the Young Lions US team, which is Gabriel Kidd, Alex Coughlin, Clark Connors, and Kevin Knight. And they're going to be taking on the New Japan Dojo, which is Oscar the Austrian. He's fantastic. Kosei Fujita, Rihoe Iowa and Yoto Nakashima. I've butchered probably at least two of those names, but that's going to be interesting. Good to see Gabe Kidd getting a shout out. I'm really interested in Zack Sabre Jr. teaming with Julia, who Julia, I happen to believe, is one of the best women's wrestlers in the world. So we're going to be talking about British wrestling, women's wrestling in just a minute, actually, because that's one thing we did forget to talk about. But yeah, I think Zack Sabre Jr. and Julia is going to be a phenomenal team, and they're facing Sayuri and Tom Lawler, so that should be a great match. Mayu Iwatani versus Kairi Sane. That's going to be for the IWGP Women's Championship. This historic tournament is coming to an end. And then you've got Natsupoi, Tam Nakano, Taichi, Yoshinobu, Kanemaru, versus Starlight Kid, Momo Watanabe, El Desperado, and Doki. Should be an interesting show. It really, really should. And I'd say, great, great. Gabriel Kidd is then going to be part of the World Tag League as part of a Young Lions team, or US Young Lions team, alongside one of his best friends in Alex Coughlin, who we got to see over in RevPro UK a couple of times, didn't we?
We did indeed.
Big old dude.
Yeah. Great Tash.
Mm. And Aussie Open will finally be making their sort of like, they've made their debut now in New Japan. Japan's proper, and they're going to be part of the World Tag League. Most people expect Aussie Open will go on to win the New Japan World Tag League and face FTR at Wrestle Kingdom 17 in what will be another historic and excellent match.
Also, two teams you've mentioned there with great moustaches.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a thing. This is a secret power. If you want to be a successful tag team, you need to get a tash.
Well, I'm disappointed that your tash isn't more grey. I was expecting you to come back a bit more grey and white. Santa Claus, I was talking to David Francisco the other day. He asked about you. I mentioned the fact that you do play Santa Claus every year. So I was expecting a bit more grey and white. I'm disappointed.
I've got another week before I need to start going there. And I'm going to be brutally honest. I cannot wait to shave my head and shave my face. I have reached that point of this is starting to get right on my tits, almost literally with the beard now.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Zack Sabre Jr. is going to be at Wrestle Kingdom 17. He's going to be facing Ren Narita for the TV title. It's been an ongoing long tournament. And Zack Sabre Jr. has still to win a singles title in New Japan. Can he finally do it?
I hope so. I do hope so. And I think that'd be a good title for him to hold.
Now, we talked about the Women of Stardom crossing over with New Japan. There was the PWI 150 just a while back, and one of the things that we mentioned was the fact that we felt the UK women's wrestling was a bit underrepresented. Mm-hmm. I think there were like 11 entries altogether out of 150.
Mm. Yeah, that does seem low. We do have an excellent women's league over here. But internationally, they don't seem to be getting the same opportunities. Mariah May, I know, has been over quite a bit recently. But the Americans need to be opening their eyes and their hearts to some of our British female wrestlers.
Indeed. Zoe Lucas has returned this weekend, actually. She's over in the States. She's made her first in-ring match, I think, if not yesterday, I think it was Friday, at least Saturday as well. So that's massive to see. I'm so, so happy to see Zoe Lucas. But yeah, Mariah May did not get picked in the 150 as far as I'm aware.
Ridiculous.
Lizzie Evo, not in the 150.
Wrong.
Angel Hayes,
Molly Spartan. Well, Lizzie Evo and Angel Hayes both had NXT UK time as well.
And Lizzie Evo was undefeated in NXT UK, from what I remember, and she was still TNT Extreme Tag Team Champion during that period as well for the Women's Tag Team Championship. And
she was wrestling in ICW as well.
Yeah, Molly Spartan as the ICW champion got completely overlooked. It was ridiculous, and I hope next year, personally, I think we could, UK-wise, have at least 50 that should be hit in the 150 next year.
I think 50's pushing it.
30.
But I can legit say 25, 30. 25 legit to 30. Say 25, 30.
We'll be very disappointed next year if PWI, if there are not 25 to 30 women from the UK in your 150. Let's move on from that and talk about...
Yota.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, yeah. Yoda Tsuji, he's gone as well. He's gone to continue his excursion over in Spain. I mean, Mexico. So it's where he always wanted to go. But got sent to the UK first, to RevPro UK. He was phenomenal. I loved Yota Tsuji. Going to be missed.
Massively missed. He was brilliant. He was what you wanted to see. And that match that he had with Gabriel Kidd at Wrestle Carnival. Oh, God, that was amazing.
Mm.
So, yes, definitely going to miss Yota Tsuji. However, I can't wait to see what they do with him at CMML.
Me neither. I saw him hit a Flosbury flop over the ropes. So, Jesus.
We bear in mind his size and a lot of the luchador size. They could make an awesome mega heel out of him. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do. I will be going out of my way to search CMML to see what Yota Tsuji does.
Yeah, he's a legit heavyweight. Anyway. Mm. AEW have said that they are definitely coming to the UK. More details are going to be released next week. Saraya's back.
Yeah.
Paige.
Yeah,
and to wrestle.
She is indeed. She's put up her clearance note from the doctors on her Twitter page. Says she's going to be framing it. Gave a really strong promo against Britt Baker.
Yes, she did. I really enjoyed that promo.
Yeah, I did as well. And I'm also looking forward to her taking on Britt Baker. I think that Britt's the perfect first opponent for her in AEW. Mm. I wouldn't have put her up against Jade Cargill. I wouldn't have put her up against pretty much a couple of others I could think of. Her against Serena Deeb would be amazing. Yeah. But I think Britt Baker is an absolutely phenomenal start. And I'm really looking forward to her. But yes, AEW to the UK.
Mm.
Are they going to be brave? Are they going to go for Craven Cottage? Or is it too big for their first show in the UK?
I don't think so. I mean, as far as... You know, I've heard metrics say that AEW is one of the most watched in the UK. I believe people say that more people in the UK watch AEW than they do WWE. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I can't confirm that, but I'm sure this is what I've heard.
It's averaging about 200,000 views a week.
Mm. But so I think they could, I mean, you little.
Well, I've just done a bit of Googling.
Yeah.
Craven Cottage has a capacity, when it's set up for football, of 22,000.
Mm.
That's a lot of tickets. Now, WWE sold out a Welsh stadium.
With about 100,000 seats.
Well, 80-odd. But yeah, they sold that out pretty easy. And that's in Wales, in London. Actually, you know what? I reckon AEW could sell that out. All right.
I think so. I think you could easily get that amount of fans over to see AEW. There are big enough stars. They have UK names apparently on their roster. I've not seen them.
Pac's not been very heavily featured, has he?
Not since he lost his title.
and Anthony Gogo hasn't.
He's the dark squash man, and I have no idea what's happened to Kip Sabian once again. But Jamie Hayter is absolutely killing it right now. And of course, she's going to be at Full Gear challenging for the interim title against Tony Storm.
It could almost be British.
They're going to smash it, aren't they? Those two girls, that's going to be an absolutely phenomenal match. I think if there was any reason for me to buy it, it would be for that. Over pretty much anything else, I think it would be for the Jamie Hayter, Tony Storm, because I think they could have a barn burner if given enough time, if given enough freedom to just beat the crap out of each other like they used to.
Can I just go on to American for a second from AEW?
Okay.
Have you heard about MJF's film role that he's got?
He's going to be Kerry Von Erich, isn't he?
That's Lance Von Erich.
Lance, okay.
He's the fake Von Erich brother.
Oh, the fake.
Yeah, Zac Efron
Yes.
is Kevin. I'm not
Kevin
sure
Von
who's
Erich,
playing
yes.
Kerry. But how cool is MJF going to be in that?
Should be interesting. Let's see
I
his full-on acting chops.
can't wait for that film. It's going to be brilliant. Oh, William Regal, of course. We didn't really mention William Regal.
Of
He's got to be
course.
someone you pay money to see.
Definitely always pay money to see William Regal. Would you bring a UK promotion into it, or would you just go AW?
Well, we know that Tony loves a rumble. So I would have a British Wrestlers Rumble as the pre-show match because it's going to be a pay-per-view, isn't it? You'd think it's going to be a pay-per-view. So I would have a pre-show rumble of British wrestlers to highlight them. But that's just me. They
Like
could have a sucker ball.
like you've got, as I say, you could end up just having the Brit rest shows run separately alongside it, similar to what a lot of ICW Progress and TNT did this year.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening. But I do think they could easily have a good British rumble to start with.
Could be an interesting thought, but
Yeah.
you mentioned soccer. And apparently the World Cup's going to be starting soon because
World Cup's
it's
already halfway through. It was the semi-finals yesterday.
no. That's that other sport that doesn't matter. World Cup in Qatar, football, the one that everyone the billion-dollar industry is football.
Football, football. You might as well ask me to cast the Nutcracker.
No. So yeah, the 22-man England squad got announced. I'm not going to go through it, because I'm not going to support this World Cup. It's in Qatar. It's disgusting. It's not. These people are another culture, and we should let them be. We shouldn't let cultures abuse other cultures and humans and people for choices of sexual orientation, or just because they're from somewhere else, or
Or
just,
just because they're building the stadiums.
oh yeah. So, if you just look into things like I remember HIT7s is a football channel I listen to a lot, and listen to it. Go watch his YouTube video on the Qatar World Cup. It's absolutely brilliant. He really exposes all the atrocities.
6,500 migrant workers have died in the building of these stadiums. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's disgusting, and as I say, their whole thing on sexuality and other, it's not just another culture and we should respect it. It is something we should stand up against and do something about. But before we try and make a little bit of fun with this, and we decided to come up with a Brit Wrest 11. So Steven Soudenhouse sent us his. Big Daddy Dan there refused to play and decided to pick a rugby team, whatever rugby is. I've never
Rugby
heard of this.
League, rugby
R
league, not
rugby
Union
League.
League, because at the moment it's the Rugby League World Cup, and England were doing absolutely brilliantly up until they got lost to Samoa and knocked out yesterday in the semi-finals. So I've done a proper team of proper sport. They actually help professional rugby league players actually have wrestling training to help hold people down.
I've heard about this, yes. So I
Yeah.
have seen this in the, Sky Sports and whatnot. They usually like to do fun reports like this. But yeah, so yes, we've allowed Big Daddy Dan to pick his 13, did you say?
Yep.
Weird number to have on the picks. Just
I'll
weird.
explain, don't worry.
But what I'll do is I will bring read Mr. Stephen Seldon's pick the 11, and it's all like the reason is behind this, and Big Daddy Dan will do his rugby union, did you say?
Egg chasing league. League. I may be a southerner, but I love league.
And then I will pick my and then I will go through my picked 11. So Stephen Seldon, the big fat geek of the tribal chief, you know, the member of our Teen Titans team. You don't see him very often. He is John Cena, but we love him nonetheless. And I'm sure maybe I really want to get him in on the draft this year. I know he's hesitant, but I think he needs to be part of it as well. Okay. But anyway. Where are we? So he's gone for a goalkeeper. He's gone for Karanawa. He said he's got decent size, nimble on his feet. Interesting choice, I think.
Well, and of course, if he gets injured, he can always swap in for Tom Daly. Tom...
Dawkins. That's a good point. At right back, he says he's gone for Adonis Payne because he's a little shithouser who would mug off the opponents, who's good in defence, and would be back up down the wing. There you go, Adonis Payne. You know, as the official meme team podcast, apparently. He's gone for two big boy centre backs in Gene Money and Luke Jacobs. I like that. Good power. He's got Danny Black on the left as the left back, and he's going to provide support for Joe Lando with the speed and agility on the left wing. In defensive central midfield, he has gone for Spike Trevay, as he calls him, another little shithouse who would be tenacious in the tackle. As a full-on central midfielder, he's gone for a man like De Reese as a nice little all-rounder. And in the attacking central midfield, he's gone for the creative genius of Mr. Charles Crowley. Nice choice. And he's gone for Chris Ridgeway as a top striker, basically.
Because
he kicks people.
He's good at striking.
Exactly. And then on the right wing, he has gone for the Prince of Pace himself, Mr. Callum Newman. You know what? I'm going to say it's an interesting team. There's a couple that pretty much I went with as well there, but we'll talk about that soon enough. But I think it's a good Brit Rest 11. Anyway, Big Daddy Dan, give us these... 13 people of this egg throwing competition you talked about, egg and spoon race?
Yeah, that one.
That one.
At fullback, I've got Callum Newman. When the ball gets kicked and they have to catch it and run the whole length of the pitch, gone for the Prince of Pace.
That's a handball.
Shut up. On the wing, I have Smashing Mike. As a centre, I've got Dan Maloney. As the other centre, Danny Black. And on the other wing, Kid Lykos. So my back's there. Nice, fast group. My standoff, guy that takes the ball quickly, gets hit hard. He is going to be hit non-stop, but we know he'll get back up. It's Warren Banks. Scrum half, controlling everybody on the field. A little bit of experience. Eddie Dennis. Then we get to our forwards, our big boys, our scary bastards. Prop forward, Lucian Phillips. Hooker, Gideon Gray. Other prop forward is going to be Screwface Armoured. I've gone for the three of them because I know they know each other, they work together well, and they're going to hit everybody on the pitch. Second row, pushing forward, but still have that bit of speed. Gone for Luke Jacobs and Ethan Allen. And then you have a loose forward. Now, a loose forward is someone that can get around, that can do everything. And it's generally a bit of a scary bastard. I've gone for Clint Margera. He's not scared of anything.
I can't comment. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. How can I put this easily? I have been a rugby player for many, many years. I have known many, many football players. If you have a football team and a rugby team in a pub and they have a little bit of a disagreement, I can tell you which team's going to be walking out of there. And it ain't going to be the ballerinas.
But they'll be the ones that start it.
Yeah, because they're gobby.
Yeah.
But they're also incredibly well paid and I'm hideously jealous.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go for my BritWrest 11, my UK, my England team from I've gone Ingle Leon Slater. He's got good size to him, incredible leap, jump, and agility, and he hasn't dropped the ball yet when he's been given it.
Good one.
At right back, I'm going to go with Lance Rivera. He's got good size to him, good pace, young lad. I think he'd do right well on the right back. At centre back, I've gone for the 6'3" Lance Rivera. I mean, riding over. He's a big lad, I've gone for a big back at there. And to join him, a bit of experience, Mr. Charlie Sterling. Because Charlie Sterling is he's another big lad. He gets in the air well. So Brady Phillips as my left back, similar to Lance Rivera. He's going to be stamina for days and great technique. As my defensive central midfield, I've gone for Chris Ridgeway because he's tenacious. He'll never give up, and he'll kick the crap out of you if you try to get past him.
I'm going to attempt to do a football thing now
Go for it.
and age myself. A bit of a Stuart Pearce type character.
Yeah, pretty much. But in the defense, maybe Stuart Pearce with Roy Keane, if you could just kind of mesh them together.
I
In
talked
my
football.
yeah. In central midfield, I thought I'd have the little maestro. That is Nick Riley. He is just so technically gifted as a wrestler. I think he'd be the same as a footballer. As the attacking central midfielder, that creative spark, I've gone for Coronawa. I thought, he's just a genius. At the left wing, it is RKJ. On the right wing, it is Callum Newman. And up front, it's the big man, Warren Banks. Because I could just imagine him being kind of like a Harry Kane, Haaland type striker, big, strong, and just
I
pace.
think you and Stephen have both missed out a couple of blinding opportunities.
Okay.
I'm probably going to butcher his name because I don't do football. Adebayo Akinfenwa
Of course.
and Grant Holt.
Of course. Well, because they
Because they're
are actual
both professional
footballers.
footballers who wrestle. There was, of course, the guy that went over from the UK to NXT for a little while. He was a goalkeeper.
Nathan Fraser was a soccer player as well. He went over to the States originally on a soccer scholarship. So that's another
Jack
one.
Morris again was a footballer.
Jan Morrison was a footballer.
Adam Maxted, I believe, played as well. Both of them are not eligible for our England team.
One of the oh the brothers Orr. One of the brothers Orr was also a youth team footballer. So
Ah.
there you go.
Luckily, they all found real sports to take part in.
But let's talk about the real reason I did ask you to come and do this show,
Because you love
especially
me.
not because I love you, of course, but there was a special reason that I thought, we had to have you on, we had to have you back on as the co-host for this show, and it is because, well, we did commentary.
Woo! Yes,
Woo.
we did. We promised at the beginning of the year that we were either going to do ring announcing or commentary. We said we were going to do this. We were going to be properly involved in the BritWrest scene, and we've done it.
I didn't think it was gonna happen. I honestly didn't.
I mean, granted, we've left it quite late in the year.
But when we first started this, it was not because we were trying to be YouTube famous. It was not because we wanted to be big names in wrestling media. We did it for fun,
We did it because we love wrestling.
and we did it because we love wrestling. We just wanted to talk NXT UK because we were three guys who watched NXT UK. We were probably the only three people in the world to be watching NXT UK, apparently. Apparently, just saying, we were the only three people in the world who were watching NXT UK. And so we wanted to talk about it. So that's what we did. We started to just introduce more about the independent scene. And I don't know why people started listening to us. I don't know why people contacted us and asked us to review their shows. I don't
and that
know
is
what...
legit. People did actually ask us to review their shows, which was lovely.
We had people contacting us asking if they wanted, if they would, could come on this show. You know, since then, yes, we started to invite guests as well. But, you know, a lot of our first guests were, you know, we didn't go out of our way to try and get interviews with people originally. You know, people just kind of contacted us and said they wanted to be on our show. We love that. You know, we always will do. And it's grateful. And it still amazes me to this day when people say that they listen to us or they've been listening, because I'm like, why are you listening to us? We're not. But it's amazing. And it's been great fun. And yeah, to do what we did for PEW was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Absolutely, I certainly did. I went there. I did it. Let me review our performance. Needs improvement.
It was a start. And we will get better. Although, you will live forever with your commentary in the Jason Joshua match.
The dog attack!
Dog attack! that's going to live forever. I loved it. It was brilliant. So
I had
we
a
did
lot
commentary.
Of fun doing it. I really, really did. It was absolutely phenomenal. And yeah, I think we can certainly... It was. We could be better. Of course we can. It was the first. It's the first time we've ever done commentary. Yeah. What do we expect?
There's been 403 views of the show on YouTube. It's PEW Toil and Trouble. And of those 403 people, nobody's gone on YouTube yet and said, that commentary's a bit shit. So thank you.
Yeah. No news is good news in that regards. No, seriously. And people that have, you know, reached out to us and congratulated us and... the referee had a bit of fun. The fact that I was having a bit of fun with the referee during the show, it was, as I say, a lot of fun. I hopefully will get a chance to do it again. Really,
fingers crossed.
Because yeah, I think we can improve. I think we certainly can, and we would certainly love to. And it was a fun show. Should we talk the show itself?
Yeah, let's definitely, because I want to chat about a couple of people that are on the show. One of whom was the first time I saw them wrestling, and I thought they were brilliant. But I'll get to them in a minute. So let's start off with the opening match, which was the Vegan Prescott versus Rye, the sound guy.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun to call. This was a good match. Ryden is a good young talent. I think he could probably go far. I think he's a... Yeah, he's a bit of a shining star. Certainly somebody to look out who will grow.
He is loved by the audience over at Shottery. They really do, really do love him. They have watched him come up from being the sound guy to having great matches and taking on the owner of the company and now being a fully, fully established wrestler. Taking on the Vegan Prescott.
With his own gear as well.
With his own gear.
Vegan Prescott is, he's vegan, and the crowd chant, you know, eat the pig, because he comes to the ring with a stuffed toy, Porcus, and he's great character work, and it's a very interesting match. They definitely go out your way to watch that, and see me defend vegan.
Our next match was the Ivy Invitational.
This was good. Ivy showed her great dominance here. She is the queen of monsters, not the mother of monsters, as I said on the commentary. I do apologize. But yeah, she's just great, isn't she? She led this match so well, helped Artemis and young Kaya out. And I think, yeah. Artemis looked very good. Strength. She's going to be somebody to look out for. Same with Kaya. Again, very.
I'll tell you
very...
what I want to see now after this match.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Artemis versus Laurie.
That'd be a very, very interesting matchup. Artemis is on the next show, and we will talk about the show coming up, Rude Awakening, which is on the 26th of November.
Mm.
And we'll talk about that in just a second. What was next?
Next was the Invisible Man and Alana Blue versus the heinous H Hood and Ronnie Knox.
I did like my line, this is not Hogwarts.
He was incredible. He just came out of nowhere. Vanished halfway through the match. It was just incredible.
It was just a man in a cloak who believes he's invisible when he wears it. I did love playing up the hill, but I feel I may have gone a little over the top with the hill commentary, and I could probably certainly dial that back if I'm going to be honest with myself. But it still was a lot of fun to call out. Now, good guys like
one I wanted to say about,
yeah,
Ronnie Knox,
phenomenal young talent.
God, she is good. Really, what the hell is she doing with H Hood? Ronnie Knox is,
because he's awesome. He's a big strong man and he leads FTGU from the ground up, the second most dominant faction in phenomenal elite wrestling after the entitled, of course.
Well, he is the former internet champion. I was really impressed with Ronnie Knox. Alien Blue's great. The Invisible Man's just wow. And H Hood was there.
I thought Invisible Man was actually really good. He's got good size to him, matched up very well with H Hood, and he had a great match. Interesting, to say the least.
Next was our internet championship match.
Smashing Mike versus Chase Alexander, that psychotic sociopath. Chase is great. I think both of these guys got a lot of talent, and two guys that you really, really want to keep your eye on out there at the moment. Smashing Mike definitely is coming up along that southeast. And the same could be said for Chase Alexander coming up on the northwest at the moment. So two names that you really want to keep an eye out. I think they had a great match. Got over how psychotic and sociopathic Chase Alexander was. We showed when we got over the fact that you can't choke out Smashing Mike and put him to sleep, because that man never gets tired.
Never gets tired. And then our main event was Jack Stars and Alano Stone versus Riley Nova and Brady Phillips.
You forgot the trick or treat match, Jason Joshua versus Lance Rivera, which was fun.
Now I did. And Lance Rivera was very good at this, even though he tried to chat up my girlfriend when we interviewed him.
He will steal your wife.
He will.
He will. He is the Playboy Prince. He is so good, isn't he? He is just very gifted. You know, I compared him to Mr. Perfect, and I'm sticking by it.
Yep. He went bobbing for apples at one point.
He did. It was a very interesting Halloween street fight type match that even Lincoln Jack got possessed during the. So, but it was a very interesting match. A very lot of fun. I think the kids really enjoyed it. And it got Lance Rivera over.
It did indeed. And Jason Joshua, the other Big Daddy.
The Big Daddy Unicorn.
Big Daddy Unicorn. Very, very good. Very, very strong. And of course, Dog Attack!
Oh, yeah. God. I just... I hope Jim Cornette never sees me commenting on that.
I don't think you're going to need to worry about that yet. I reckon that'd be about the third or fourth show we do. So yeah, Jack Stars and Alano Stone versus Riley Nova and Brady Phillips.
My God, those two are just bloody young studs, aren't they?
Brady Phillips, Britt Rest is no longer sleeping on him. Britt Rest is picking up.
They're awakening to him. Definitely. Yeah. So
Jack Stars was very good. Alano Stone was brave enough to go off the top rope. And they don't have a particularly high ceiling at Shottery Memorial Hall.
Very good match. Very four very good performers. Alano Stone, another guy, somebody very interesting. Keep an eye out for He'll be on the smaller circuit, but definitely a guy that's worth keeping an eye out on. But Riley Nova is another guy, young, hugely talented, under the learningship of both Martin Kirby and Joseph Connors. He's going to be, again, he's going to be a top star one day. And it was a pleasure to call their match. It was a pleasure to call all of these matches. It was a pleasure to call Smashing Mike's matches because we love Smashing Mike. It was a pleasure to call Hatred matches because I love and Daniel hates him, and that's great. I thoroughly enjoyed doing the commentary. Yes, of course, we definitely got, I definitely for myself, I feel, have a lot of room to improve when it comes to it. And I thought Big Daddy Dan was excellent.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. No, I thought you were very technically knowledgeable, and that really does come across in the commentary. So get on YouTube now, look up Phenomenal Elite Wrestling, PEW Wrestling, Toil and Trouble, and listen to us spout as much as we can for 2 hours.
Indeed. And continue not to comment on how bad we were. So thank you very much. But they're going to be back in action 26th of November. I know that for a fact because I said it enough time during the show. So it's in my head. It's at the Shottery Memorial Hall once again. It is Rude Awakening. And Kia versus Artemis after both young ladies competed for the women's titles. So now they're going to face off one-on-one. What do you think of this matchup?
I think it's going to be a great matchup. The story was told at Toil and Trouble, and I think it will be very good. And I will be shocked if Ivy doesn't make her presence known during this match.
Indeed. I think she could take Artemis under her wing and have her join alongside her in the Entitled bodyguard for Ivy. That would be interesting.
Speaking of the Entitled, the Entitled's leader, Martin Kirby, Jack Stars wants to get hold of him so badly, but Kirby has said only if you can get through my man muscle mountain, the man with a beard that I really do envy. It is Big Jim Diehard. So Jack Stars versus Big Jim Diehard.
See, I told you he hadn't done enough to earn himself a title shot yet because he won a match in a tag team match, but that's not a singles match, and so now he's got to prove himself in a singles match. And I just don't see how he's going to beat that man mountain. Going down, Jack Styles, you're never going to get your chance against Martin Kirby. Big Jim Diehard is going to crush you.
Jack Styles has got a lot of heart. He's going to need a lot of speed to get around Big Jim Diehard. Okay. Also announced, Kian Fox versus George Lydon. Nice to see these guys heading a little bit further south.
Indeed. Of course, Kian Fox has been well known in the Birmingham scene and the Southeast scene, Southwest scene. He is very talented. I've heard a lot of good things about him. George Lydon comes from the Kamikaze Projo. He is apparently very good. Chris Ridgeway wanted to face him. He got that match. He's been making waves in Wrestle Carnival as well, part of the Future X Cup. George Lydon is a phenomenal young talent. I believe he's also part of the Cobra Kai Wrestle Island Under 23 All Valley Championship thing. Also, Smashy Mike defends the Internet Championship against the Entitled's Riley Nova. So we're going to have a new champion come PEW Rude Awakening.
Not gonna happen. Smashing Mike's got hold of that belt. He is not gonna let it go.
He is a tough competitor, but I just can't see him defeating the young stud of the Entitled. He is a phenomenal young man. I think it's gonna be a great match. Well,
do you know what Smashing Mike needs to do?
He needs to
polish that gold chain that he wears to the ring. Riley Nova will see his own reflection and will be so self-absorbed that he just won't know what to do, and Smashing Mike can just get a quick roll-up.
What are you trying to say about Riley Nova? Are you trying to say he's not very bright? He's trying
I'm
to call
not
him
trying to
a.
say he's not very bright.
Are you trying to call him a himbo? Anyway, let's move on to what's happening on the next 2 weeks.
I can't believe you said himbo on the podcast.
Himbo. I'm writing. We're going to be calling him on the if we get a chance.
That's going to bite you in the arse. I can't wait.
Poor guy. Anyway, I'd say there's a lot of wrestling happening over the next 2 weeks, and we're going to talk about it right now. British Wrestling Revolution.
Yeah, Cleethorpes Memorial Hall on Friday, the 18th of November. We have got a fantastic match announced. Zack Knight versus Roy Knight versus RKJ. It's a night of nights.
Indeed, it's for the BWR Heavyweight Championships. These guys have fought each other a million times over at WAAW, but RKJ, as the champion of a few companies at the moment, he's been pushing to get his brothers in there alongside him, so Zack Knight, Roy Knight. So this is going to be a good match.
Yep, very much so. Tonga versus Lana Austin. Great match. Dara Diablo and Jimmy McQuee versus Rhys and Rogan.
Yeah, this is for the tag team champions at BWR. Diablo and Jimmy had a bit of a comedy tag team pairing, I guess. It's there. Scotty Rourke and Tyler Devlin are teaming up to take on the team of Tom Fellwell and Tubit. Some great young performers in that match.
Whenever you get Tubit, Fellwell, Rourke in a match, you know you're going to be having your money's worth. Throw in Tyler Devlin as a wild card, and he's wild. should be good.
Will Cruz is going to be taking on Joseph Connors, and I believe the Anarchy briefcase is on the line. So interesting matchup. Two big guys. Wonder if we'll get Joseph Connors putting Will Cruz over. And then you've got a fatal four-way for the Underground Championship, which is Man Like the Reese versus Miles Kamen versus Robbie X versus Amir Jordan, which I will no doubt be an exciting, fast-paced, fatal four-way car crash match.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great show. British Wrestling Revolution have put on some massive names, and it's going to be good. It's going to be very, very good.
Massive names. But what I really like about BWR is it feels very different to, say, RevPro UK, TNT Extreme, and Progress.
Yeah, and even Carnival.
That's good. And even Carnival, if you like, yeah. It feels like they have somewhat of their own unique roster. Yes, there's a few competitors that are crossing over, but I feel like it does feel like they've got a unique roster compared to some of those other promotions.
Yeah. Saturday the 19th in Ipswich, we have World War Wrestling Community Chaos 6.
Yeah, one of our favourites, Corey McRae, is to be defending his World War Wrestling Championship against Kelly Six, who's been trying to make a name for himself, breaking out of the shadow, and he's done very well over at Soft Pro, put together a unit that's going to be causing problems for Soft Pro management. A good challenge for Corey McRae here in his first defence. I believe he just beat Will Cruz for the title in World War Wrestling's last show. You've also got Ollie Blake versus Danny Blaze, the lads versus Alpha Kaiju.
Hey, the lads!
Fred O'Brien versus Xander the Goth Daddy, and Sky Smithson defending the Women's Championship against Rain Leverkusen, who I've not got to see yet, but I keep hearing lots of good things about her. I've seen a lot of young wrestlers putting Rain Leverkusen over, so this should be a really, really good match. We love the lads!
We love the lads. The lads are awesome. Xander's awesome. They were also really nice to my wife at her first show that we went to in Bedford. Rain Leverkusen, I have seen wrestle. I saw her last month at UBW, taking on Memes, a guy twice her size and three times her weight. was a really good match. I think that she's brilliant.
Excellent. Entertainment Wrestling Association, you've been to them before?
WA, I have, over in High Wycombe at the Judo Club. They've got Fright Night coming up. James Mason, British legend, versus Niwa.
The New Zealander Niwa was part of Progress around chapter. He was part of that Aussie. It was him. I don't want to mention DK Cooper and Niwa. I can't remember what Aussie. No, South something connection maybe. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was led by a dick.
Yep. Two of the greatest Southeastern tag teams, the Rebellion versus the Teens with Attitude. That'd be great.
Power Rangers are back in action. You know I love Mark True and Kieran Lacey. Should be a great match. Yeah, love the Rebellion as well. Alexander Roth versus Lucien Phillips. Big fan of both of these guys.
Yeah, Alexander Roth's another guy that is starting to have his big breakout at the moment. He's got his first singles title. I believe it's his first main singles title. And he is doing really, really well for himself.
He's the UKPW champion as well.
He is. Yeah, that's the one.
He's got some, I think he's the British champion in EWA. I think the secondary belt, I believe.
Yeah, but he's going to... I'm trying to put him over. He's going to have a wicked year. He's a great wrestler. He's got a fantastic tag team partner. Watch Alexander Roth.
Indeed, the 8-7 alongside Roy Johnson. And I do believe they've added Levi Muir and Remy Atunji to the 8-7. So it'll be interesting to see how they get around. In the main event, it is Bullet versus David Francisco. I'm just going to put it over right now. I recently had David Francisco on the show to talk about Purpose Wrestling. I've unfortunately had to cancel their next two shows. We hope to see Purpose Wrestling back. I had a really, 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 really fun chat with David Francesco. It's actually one of my favorite interviews, you know, because we talk about him when we talk about Purpose. And then, of course, we put over what was supposed to be their next show and it reviewed their last show on the last Brit Rest Roundup. But yeah, go check out that interview with David Francisco. It's a really, really interesting one.
UKPW are Canterbury. They're having the Canterbury Showcase. Harry Sefton versus Rex Armstrong. And if you're on YouTube, they've done a really good video explaining the whole backstory to these guys.
Yeah, Harry Sefton helped Rex Armstrong and JJ Lynch become the tag team champions while JJ Lynch was out injured. Harry Sefton took his place and then got jealous because JJ. As I say, very, very interesting story. Andrus J versus Truman Roswell, who has really been impressive, yourself and Steven Saldin. And I'm a big fan of his personality.
However, he was a bit of a naughty boy at the UKBW show. And he attacked a referee and former owner of the company has been stripped of the belt.
It's a conspiracy. It didn't happen. I saw, you know, it is clearly, clearly somebody in a Truman Roswell mask.
That would be a very hairy mask.
Yeah. Andros J versus Truman Roswell, two man day trip versus the meme team, Adonis Payne and memes, Danny Black versus Rocco Garcia. Alexander Roth versus James Mason, UK legend, heavyweight title match, and Darcy Stone versus Artemis making another appearance. Some of these guys pulling double duty, obviously, next Saturday.
Indeed. Sunday the 20th, Ignite Pro Wrestling, curtain call at Boreham Wood. Corey McRae takes on Simon Quest. Corey's gonna kill you. Next match is one that I know we both want to see.
Yeah, Nino Bryant versus Smashing Mike versus Xander Bryant versus Mark True. It's going to be a little bit insane, a little bit crazy, a little bit fun. Get your ass down to Boreham Wood.
Lorna Di Matteo. Take on Alana Blue. That'll be a good match.
Indeed. RJ Singh versus Tommy Kyle. You know, these Singh is king. He's a legend. Tommy Kyle is a guy on the way up right now. The Rebellion versus the Lads. Typical team, typical matchup. They faced each other probably over 100 times. But I'm probably going a bit too far. But they faced each other enough. They know each other. It'll be a great match. And of course, what's next for CJ Carter? Hopefully, it's not a curtain call on Ignite Pro Wrestling.
Fingers crossed. Resurgence.
Yeah.
A requiem for Resurgence. The Moneywood Blondes. I love them.
Gene Money and Elijah Money versus Lycos Jim, Kid Lycos 2, and Nico Angelo. Kanji versus Chris Ridgeway. That's going to be a banging match.
Nice.
Charles Crowley versus Clementine. If Clementine wins, she's done with wrestling.
Have you watched the video for this?
Oh, it has. It rips at your heart.
It really does.
Yeah, just so good. And yeah, recommend people go watch that and go follow what's been happening with Charles Crowley and Clementine. It is definitely worth it. Fatal four-way type matchup. Alexis Falcon Kid, Lycos, Danny Luna, and Tate Mayfairs for the Art House Championship, which is a championship that can only be defended in multi-man matches.
Tateness is greatness.
Tateness is greatness. And I just interviewed Tate again. It's brilliant. I love it. And definitely go check it out. It's absolutely brilliant. It's explosive. He walks out on it halfway through because I grill him too hard. It's just...
You annoyed Tate.
I annoyed him. Yeah, I annoyed him. So I quizzed him about his underhanded tactics in progress and all of his misbehaving and
his successful tactics in progress.
Indeed. It's a lot of fun, and I really, really recommend people go check that out because I had a lot of fun with this interview. Really, really did. Harry Singh then took on Man Like Dorit and Elijah versus Big Jim Diehard.
And we missed out Spike Trevay versus Alex Windsor. That's going to be good.
It's going to be bloody good, isn't it? Rev Pro UK are in Sheffield. RKJ versus Zach Knight. Got the Legion, Nathan Cruz and Screwface Ahmed versus Sunshine Machine. Maya Matthews, who is just a phenomenal young competitor for Rev Pro UK. They've been building part of the Portsmouth School of Wrestling, been taken under wing by Alice Windsor. She's amazing. Mercedes Blaze is awesome. And then it's Dan Maloney versus Luke Jacobs.
That match I want to see. That match I'm excited for. Rev Pro UK, I go to their shows, but it's not often that I see a Rev Pro UK match and I think, I want to see that. That's something that I'm excited for.
I can certainly think of a few over the periods.
Well.
Francesca. I mean, look, it's York Hall, December 17th. Leon Slater versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Yes, that's a match I'm excited for.
RKJ versus Great O'Khan.
Not that bothered.
Oh, okay. Alex Wins versus Kanji.
It'll be good, but I can see that at other shows.
What's the other matches? Ishii's going to be in action. Connor Mills versus Michael Oku.
It's had story behind it, but I've got bored of it.
Yeah. I think they should have gone different with it as well. I think they should have gone
a year ago.
I think Oku should have gone heel as well and put Connor Mills over. Robbie X versus Luke Jacobs, I think, is going to be the match. Cruiserweight.
That'll be a good match. But Dan Maloney versus Luke Jacobs, I think, is going to be fantastic. It's my kind of match.
You were at the J Cup recently, weren't you?
Back I was.
Then. Were you really annoyed with the way... I've lost it. Dan Maloney had to go in his match with Suzuki.
I was not impressed with Minoru Suzuki. I was so excited to see him, but the match just wasn't all that. And yes, it was a Suzuki match. Maloney didn't get anything, but it showed how versatile Maloney is.
But yeah, he was having to play the coward at times, and but you know, it just seemed like such a far reach of where he's been. I'd rather have just seen the two tear into each other for a bit more. I thought they tried made it a bit too comedic in times. But interesting Super J Cup anyway. Yeah, but anyway, ICW Fear and Loathing. Are you excited for ICW Fear and Loathing?
Yes, I am.
Show of the years.
I am very excited for ICW Fear and Loathing. I'm not so excited for Chris Bungard versus Aaron Echo because, as I've said from the very beginning, I've just not got into Aaron Echo. Casey Owens versus Bang! Casey Owens versus Molly Spartan, I'm excited for. I know they've wrestled before against each other, but they always give it their all, and that will be a great match because they are great wrestlers. Shane Monet versus Thatcher Wright versus Shaco Shan versus Levi versus Luke Cairo versus Kiba Ali in a six-man ladder match. That'll be good. Shaq El Sham is going to be jumped on a lot.
ADM versus Dylan Thorne. There's been a lot of story behind this. Should be an interesting match. Andy Wilde versus Jason Reed. Again, very story-heavy matches. A lot of these are following storylines that were laced when I was watching them on WWE Network. But I don't have the network anymore. I need to get ICW on demand because I haven't been keeping up and I kind of miss ICW.
I do as well. Andy Wilde and Jason Reed can both really go. They can both wrestle well. They will have a really good match.
BT Gunn, Jack Jester in a Full Metal Asylum mayhem.
Beat the crap out of each other with everything they can get hold of. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Daz Black versus Theodorus, something I can get really excited about. I think Daz Black is a phenomenal talent, and I'm also a very big fan of Theodorus.
I think that's Match of the Year candidate.
Glasgow Grindhouse, that's Krieger and Looking Sharp defending their belts against the KOE. And then in the main event, Kez Evans versus Craig Anthony versus Leighton Buzzard versus DB James for the ICW Heavyweight Championship. And good match.
Who do you reckon is going to come out on top?
Kez.
I don't. I think Kez is a good bet. But I think Kez and Craig Anthony are going to be so preoccupied with themselves that Leighton Buzzard will pin Stevie James.
Ooh, will Leighton Buzzard just be going to come? He just made his WXW debut, actually, to compete at Arnie. I'm going to be watching that at some point next week.
He's built himself up this year, mass-wise.
Mm.
Got a getting sick mullet.
All the time, and he's a phenomenal performer. And yeah.
Definitely. And he's got a sick mullet.
Yeah, he's definitely had it. He's one of what certainly, because this year's award will be doing top 10s. We'll be doing top 10 for best performers, male, female, breakout stars, promotions, and so forth. And he's definitely, definitely got to be in the top 10 breakout stars for 22. Sorry. Anyway,
New World Pro Wrestling in Cardiff.
And this is on Friday the 25th, because as I say, we're doing 2 weeks. So Friday the 25th, we would definitely recommend getting your asses over to Cardiff.
Yep. Brendan White versus Mulligan. When we interviewed Brendan White, he was putting Mulligan over massively. Go back and see our interview with Brendan White. Really, really good. Danny Luna versus Aluna Blue. They'll have a good match.
Yeah, good matchup for Aluna Blue. Helps her to facing such an established name, a great young talent.
Bolarama
versus James Ellis and Curtis Atlas. Again, I'm hearing very good things about these two young men. Nico Angelo versus Chris Bronson. Danny Jones versus Jake Lennox. Billy Hayes versus Harrison Bennett versus Shane Hooker. Shane Hooker, again, is a name a lot of people are pushing. Expect him to be a breakout star in 2023. Should be a really good triple threat match featuring three great young talents.
And you know how much I love Billy Hayes. I think he's great.
Love Billy Hayes. We've had him on the show twice.
Yeah. Saturday the 26th. Chaos. Maiden Voyage. Ren Leverkusen versus Tonga versus Rio versus Mauro Di Matteo versus Sky Smithson. All announced. It's going to be a great, great.
It is an all-women's show, and there's going to be a tournament. So it's going to be really, really good. They also then have a second show on the day following the all-women's show, which will feature a six-man ladder match with Nico Angelo, Charlie Sterling, Nick Riley, Connor Mills, Eddie Ryan, and Harrison Bennett. Harrison Bennett is, again, another name. Brendan White just could not say enough good things about young Harrison Bennett. So, going to be a very, very good six-man ladder match.
Can't remember the last time I saw Eddie Ryan in a ladder match.
No, no, neither can I. Brendan White is going to be defending his All Wales Championship against Split McPins, and Danny Jones will be defending the Chaos Championship against Tate Mayfairs, or should we say losing the Chaos Championship to Tate Mayfairs, because you just know, Tateness is greatness, despite the fact that he walked off my show.
That will be a good match. Yeah. That'll be a really good match. Shooting Star Pro Wrestling. Am I more than you bargained for in South Yorkshire? That sounds like it needs to be said with a Yorkshire accent.
I'm not even going to try it because I don't want to get beaten up by some Yorkshiremen. Crash Boat. You know, we love Crash Boat. Jake Silver and Jack Bandicoot. I don't have their t-shirt in the background this week, but I do love Crash Boat. And they're going to be taking on a team of Jackie T and a mystery partner. Gia Adams will face ZZ. Jay Vertigo versus HT Drake. Ivy versus Rebecca Reznor.
Yes, please. Reznor.
We've had her on our show before. She's an amazing performer alongside Crash Boat. Mickey Van Riot's final match against Adam Bolt. Styx teaming with Leon Slater versus Jason Jacobs and Brady Phillips. And any show that Leon Slater and Brady Phillips is on is a show you should go watch, because it's going to be amazing talents.
Right, a show that I know you're excited for is on Sunday the 27th. Do you want to run through this one? Wrestle Island's Cobra Kai Island.
Yeah, Cobra Kai Land. You get it? No, Cobra Kai Land. And it's yeah, I love do you watch Cobra Kai? Have you watched me watching Cobra Kai on Netflix? It's brilliant. I love it. You've
don't watch telly, mate. I don't watch telly.
Brilliant. I love it. It's so much fun. Well, apart from wrestling. There are two fatal four-way matches that are part of the All Valley Under 23 tournament. In match one, you've got Gaia Hoax from Thailand, who's over here on excursion. Ethan Kelly, phenomenal young competitor. Billy O'Keefe and Christy Quinlan, to get names I'm hearing good things about. In the other fatal four-way, you've got George Lydon versus Senna versus Charlie Brennan versus Pud. Again, Jordan Lydon, we've seen he's coming up. Senna is another name that's really popping up at the moment. So good young talent to keep an eye on. Triple threat match for the women's title: Lucy Sky, Aurora Tevez, and Harley Hudson. That's going to be phenomenal.
Lucy Sky is going to have the size advantage in that one, but Aurora Tevez and Harley Hudson are so fast. That is going to be a great match.
Yeah. Aurora Tevez is a little dynamo, and of course Harley Hudson, she is the Scouse Mouse powerhouse, or Hudzilla as she likes to be referred. Lance Rivera defends the Island Championship against Scott Oberman. Then of course in there is Progress Wrestling, and this obviously did spark debate. It is a super show. There are 11 matches. It's chapter 146. They think it's all over. It's Spike Trevay versus Jonathan Gresham, Big Damo and Axel Tisca versus Luke Young and Chris Ridgway, Lycos Jim versus Chuck Mambo in a hair versus mask match, Kanji versus Lana Austin, Ricky Knight Jr. versus Tate Mayfairs in the MPS final, the Natural Progression Series, Tom Dawkins versus Bullet for Tom Dawkins to get another shot at Spike Trevay, Charles Crowley versus Elijah, Alexis Falcon versus Laura Di Matteo, the world famous cheeseburger versus Man Like Dries, Anthony Ogogo and Adebayo Akinfenwa versus Malik and Costa Costantino, Rio versus Sky Smithson. And before I ask you your opinion on that card, I will just say that I also recently watched Trick or Treat. It's 4 hours long on their demand. It featured Ricky Knight defeating Leon Slater, Anthony Ogogo defeating Malik, Nina Samuels defeating Alexis Falcon, Tate Mayfair defeating Nico Angelo, FSU defeating Callum Newman and Danny Black, CPF, MAGA defeated Man Like Doris, Tonga Lan and Alana Austin Experience defeated Baby Allison, Kanji, Millie McKenzie and Riho, and then Lana Austin Experience turned on Tonga. Big Damo defeated Luke Jacobs. Spike Trevelli defeated Dan Maloney. Every single one of these matches was good.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. They were all excellent matches. There wasn't a mismatch on the night. They all put out. They all performed. Every single one of them was brilliant. But it was 4 hours long. And that was a bit of a chore. But, as I say, at the same time, no match missed. But at the same time, Demand Progress, 4 hours, it's a lot to get through. But every match was good. I'm going to give it 4 sugars. It's, you know, yeah, I feel like I'm like, should I give it 3.5 to knock off for the length? But I can't put it past the performers. Could they have cut some time? Yes, I'm sure they could have saved some time in some of these matches. But you know what? There you go. And anyway, so this next card, what do you think?
I think it looks amazing, and I am gutted that I'm DJing. I would have gone out of my way to watch this. My son wants to go along to this match, this show rather, which it's very unusual for him to actively say, Dad, I want to go to the wrestling.
Yeah.
But he wants to go along to this one, and I'm gutted that I can't do it. There's
every
a couple of
match
matches.
Has got a storyline behind it.
Yep. Apart from Cheeseburger and Man Like Reese.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone has. And everyone's going to be a great match. I'm particularly excited for the climax of Crowley versus Elijah, because I always love it when Crowley climaxes. I am very excited for Lycos versus Mambo. I'm 99% sure I know where it's going to go, but I'm very excited for it. And I think Kanji and Lana Austin are going to tear the place down. RKJ and Tate Mayfair both have something to prove. They'll both tell you they don't have anything to prove, but they both have something to prove as far as progress goes.
Who do you think is going to win the final?
Tate.
I'm going Ricky.
I can understand that. And either of them could.
Either of them could, but I felt like, for me, I always said RKJ should have been in the MPS. I know you said he shouldn't be. I said it should be the quickest route to get him to Spike Trevelli. But I can certainly see Tate Mayfair's winning as well. He's had an amazing year. We talk about it on the interview before he walks out on me. It's brilliant. Just go watch that interview. I really, really loved doing that interview. Chris Ridgeway returning, Spike Trevelli versus Jonathan Gresham. That's going to be really, really interesting when you consider the last time Gresham was here, he was screwing over Warren Banks. Now he's going to be the hero trying to face Spike Trevelli. I don't think he's going to win, obviously, but going to be good. Going to be good.
It'll be very good. No reason to think he couldn't win. He's done it before.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But you know what? There are nearly hundreds more shows happening all around the country at the same time of these shows that we've just mentioned, full of young incredible stars, some excellent veterans out there as well. So as we always say, support British wrestling, support independent wrestling, support your local promotion, and remember, don't feed the trolls.
Bye.